This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome back to our Glow Show podcast, our second episode in our newly revived, refreshed Glow Show, available on podcast at joy.org.au and soon on iTunes. I am Jay Skips, your Joy presenter and co-hosting with me today, and we're going to be co-hosting pretty much every week, depending on which Joy presenter is here, LGBTI liaison officer Gabby Tyack.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
It's wonderful to have you back. And who else have we got in the studio today, Gabby?
Dani Houseman. Explain yourself, Dani, because you've got a really interesting role.
I'm Dani Houseman. I'm the LGBTI liaison officer at Victoria Police. I work with most of the Glows, like Gabby. I work out of head office, so I'm not based in a station. And I work at a really sort of whole of organisation strategic level, looking at what police do engaging with the LGBTI community externally, working with key stakeholders and internally as well. So making sure that not only are we policing the community well, but we're actually ensuring that our own members are able to be themselves at work.
Are you in the spiffy new building or the one that's falling apart?
I'm in the falling apart old building. I'm in the spiffy one.
Well, there you go. Now, obviously, Ida Hobbit coming up very, very soon, next week.
Yes.
What is Vic Police doing surrounding Ida Hobbit? Or maybe we should actually, for those that are unaware, maybe we should give a little bit of a brief history on Ida Hobbit. What's it all about?
Sure. So, although I'm sure many people know, Ida Hobbit, as Idaho as it was known, was first held in 2004. And it was an event to raise awareness around for policymakers and opinion leaders and the general public and media around the violence and discrimination experienced by LGBTI people internationally. The date, May 17, marks the date that the World Health Organization declassified homosexuality as a mental disorder, so pulled it out of the DSM-4, I think it was at the time, in 1990.
Very significant date.
Yeah, and it's now referred to as Ida Hobbit because after the first few years, they realized that it wasn't just about homophobia, it was also about biphobia and transphobia. Mm. It's now an event that's celebrated in more than 130 countries, including countries where same-sex relationships are still illegal.
Right, wow. That's rather progressive in a way.
Well, it is, although I think it would be really interesting to understand how events are run in some of those countries and the risks and the courage that it takes for community members in those countries to actually stand up.
It's really grown in Victoria. I know that I probably went to my first Ida Hobbit event. Victoria Police got involved in one in possibly 2010, if I remember correctly, with Simon Overland.
Yeah, I think it was linked to the No to Homophobia campaign.
Yeah, so we had police in various police stations and areas holding up signs saying what their personal beliefs were and just messages that they put up, and including the Chief Commissioner of Police.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because in 2017, like so many things, you know, the Vic Police are involved in everything, and Ida Hobbit is almost a household name day now that people understand or are more aware of. But when you think back to that 2010, not too long ago, and we weren't doing that much for it. So we've been, we should pat ourselves on the back sometimes that we've been a bit more progressive in the last few years and we're starting to make progress, right? But
yeah, we put up the rainbow flag. It's one of the dates we recognise at Victoria Police. We put up the rainbow flag at our new Spencer Street building, the City West building, and also down at the Victoria Police Centre where Dani works, so the old building.
Yep. And out at the Police Academy as well. Yeah. They also raise the rainbow flag.
And we encourage all police stations to put up like a desktop flag because not all of them have flagpoles out the front.
Sure.
So we certainly acknowledge it and try to make sure that our members get involved in all their local Ida Hobbit events.
Not just an important day for the community, but obviously a good chunk of your members that would associate as LGBTI.
Mm.
Yeah. What sort of programs do the police do to specifically acknowledge their crew that are of the LGBTI community?
We don't actually run a particular event as an organisation, but we do a fair bit of comms leading up to the day. So, for example, we have the Police Gazette, which is an internal publication that comes out every fortnight. Mm-hmm. There was an article, I think, a week ago, basically saying that, hey, Ida Hobbit's coming up. You know, make sure that you recognise it, get in touch with local community organisations, council, maybe have a morning or an afternoon tea. We also send out a global email to members of particular ranks, so right. our senior sergeants in charge of police stations, for example, and community engagement inspectors, reminding them that it's coming up. If you've got three flagpoles, you know, fly the rainbow flag on that third pole or hang it out a window, do something at your local station. So we really encourage members to get involved.
Those comms are important, right? Because, you know, you're not going to necessarily have the same people in positions of authority at each station that you did the year before.
Exactly.
So new people have ticked over. Some people might not have gone through those particular types of training. So the ongoing education is really important, isn't it?
It's really important. And what's also been really great is that the Chief Commission has actually given us standing authority to fly the flag for Ida Hobbit and a number of other events every year. Mm. And so when we send out the comms, to be able to say to the senior sergeants in charge of stations or the various other people that this is something that the Chief Commissioner wants us to do, you get a lot more buy-in, which is fantastic.
I've had numerous emails saying, well, how can I get a rainbow flag? Are you going to buy one for me? Or where would I get it online? So there's definitely a lot more people interested in wanting to take part.
Fantastic.
And fly the flag, literally.
Amazing. So, Ida Hobbit 2017, what is Vic Police doing? What's going to be happening this year for the community?
So we've got a few events, along with the City of Melbourne and Federation Square and VAC, a few other organisations. Minus 18 will be down at Federation Square from 11 till 2 on the day of Ida Hobbit on Wednesday the 17th. Over lunchtime, there'll be some sort of stalls, some entertainment. The Martin Foley, the Minister for Equality, will be down there to, I think, open the event or speak sometime at around 11 o'clock. Also through Victoria Police are part of the Victorian Public Sector Pride Network. So that's a network that covers all government departments and police. We're hosting an event at Hares and Hyenas on the evening of Ida Hobbit called We Are Family, Navigating Family and Being Queer, given that family is the topic for Ida Hobbit this year. We've got Mama Alto coming along to facilitate a bit of a panel discussion. So that's open to all members of the public sector. And I think we actually might also be opening it out a little bit more broadly as well.
Right.
Just in case other people want to come along. It's a free event, which is exciting. And we've also encouraged, as I was saying, lots of the local members in the GLOWS to engage. So I know that GLOWS are going along to flag-raising ceremonies at in Geelong and in Banyule and in Darabin and probably a whole heap of other places. One of the GLOWS works out of Crime Command. They're running a morning or an afternoon tea where they're going to do a little bit of education around what is Ida Hobbit and talk about all the work that Victoria Police is doing with community. And out at the Academy, as well as raising the flag, they have this thing called Academy TV. So they've got these TV screens all over the campus, and running across them all day will be information about Ida Hobbit, and there'll be like a rainbow flag tint or something over them. So no matter where you are on campus all day, and possibly for the whole week, I'm not sure, but there'll be information about Ida Hobbit.
Geez, so much. I hope you get a good sleep the night before because you've got a lot on your plate for that day.
And Footscray Police Station is opening up their doors and having a barbecue for Ida Hobbit.
Oh, wow.
So they'll have the flag out the front. They don't have flagpoles, so I think they'll be just flying it out the window, which they've done before.
Yeah.
But I think from 12 o'clock. Yeah, they're having a barbecue.
Oh,
so 12:30 to 2:30 at Footscray Police Station in Hyde Street, Footscray.
And it's a bit of a long walk for me to get there from my house, about 300 metres away.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, a police station's having an event. They're inviting the general public, the LGBTI general public, to come and walk into the police station and have a barbecue with members of Victoria Police at that location. Oh. So I think that will be a first, and I would be hoping that next year for Ida Hobbit
we might be able to replicate that.
We would be doing it in numerous police stations around
Fantastic
the state.
Fantastic, a first.
Yeah.
Good on Footscray.
I know.
Aren't we clever?
Yeah.
And the most important question I have, Gabby, will there be veggie burgers?
Yes. I believe there will be food for vegetarians.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Put me down one plus, Jace plus one.
Okay. We do want people to RSVP because we need to obviously know how many people we will be expecting and how much food to cater for.
Right. Well, how can people RSVP for that particular event?
Email nd2-planning-oic@police.vic.gov.au.
You're going to leave that piece of paper with me,
yes,
and I'm going to put
will.
That in the description so it's easy for people to find.
I think you better.
Look, so many amazing things. So Idaho Day at Federation Square. What a great spot because obviously a place where Melbourne comes together, that our own community, you know, it's easily accessible for our own community, but so many passers-by get a chance to just walk by, mm-hmm. see what's happening, you know, might learn a thing or two that night.
Yeah, there'll be a number of glows at that location for that event. So Dani and I will be there and quite a few others. And another event which I just remembered, which is quite significant, is Move in May.
Move in May.
Yes. So that's on the 21st, so the Sunday after Ida Hobbit. And it's a, I guess it's a run around the Tan in the Botanical Gardens. It's a 4 or an 8 kilometre run. And it's raising money. So the money you pay to register is going towards junior football clubs to teach them about the effects of homophobia.
Wow.
In sport.
There you go. So you've got a reason to get off your butt on a cold winter's night and go exercise, but also support a good cause.
Yeah. And there'll be a glow team involved.
Oh, really?
So myself and 5 or 6 other glows will be.
Are you ready for
walking
it, Gabby?
Or running? Yeah.
Got your jogging shoes on now?
Oh, I've been doing a little bit of training, but I'm certainly not going to be running the whole thing. But it'll be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. We'll have to make sure we put that in the description as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add as well, I think it's great that Victoria Police are engaging and encouraging its members to engage in so many events related to Ida Hobbit at the moment. And it is a really big shift for us. Mm. This will only be the second year that we've flown the rainbow flag out the front of police headquarters. I know, having spoken to Scott Davis, who used to be the GLOW coordinator back in the day, that he sought for years to try and get permission to fly the flag. Mm. And although some people were supportive, other people were like, no, we're not having that rainbow stuff out the front. So the attitudinal shift that we've been able to see within the organisation is really quite significant. Lots of people are proud to be able to see
that. Why do you think those attitudes have changed? Are they starting to become more aware that it's really important to connect to the different types of communities that are out there and just, you know, to do those symbolic things to show that people are welcome and should feel comfortable there?
Yeah, I think it's part of almost like a program of change that's been taking place in Victoria Police over a number of years. I think particularly some of the bigger changes probably started about 3 or 4 years ago. We published a report called Equality is Not the Same, and that was actually in relation to some racial profiling that was happening by police in the Flemington Kensington area, and the Victorian Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission got involved. And so we published a report that sort of was a call to action about all the things we were going to do. And we refocused as an organisation the way we worked with a whole range of different community groups, including the LGBTI community, and had a bit more of a strategic focus around how we did that. So it wasn't focused primarily on the GLOWs. It was also focused on our senior management and our policy and how we worked internally, not just what we were doing on the front line. And also, I think one of the biggest changes has been the release of the Victorian Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission report onto bullying and sexual harassment in police force. So that was released in December 2015. And that signified a whole range of changes that had been happening across the organisation. And that report also recognised that although sexist behaviours are rife within the organisation, there's still quite substantial homophobic behaviours and also behaviours that are discriminatory around gender identity, sexual orientation more broadly. So I think since that report came out and the organisation's made a commitment to changing and kind of stamp that out, a lot more people have been confident to come forward, report things and put their hand up and say, actually, I want to be engaged with community. I want to do something. I want to be able to come out at work. And they've been supported to do so.
I think we're an interesting bunch, us Aussies, because we love a bit of banter and we'll say what's on our mind sometimes without thinking things through. And we think we're being funny and we always want to entertain each other. But a lot of the time, that kind of stuff can hurt people, right?
So exactly.
I think it's about getting the balance right. You can have a bit of a laugh and, you know, do it respectfully, but then, you know, also know the ramifications if you say a particular thing that's really going to get to someone.
In a way, we can see how much we've changed is the increase in members wanting to do their GLOW role. Mm. We've grown from when I started in 2008, where there were under 40 around the state. There's now over 175. And you just have members putting up their hands to do the role everywhere. And last year when I raised the rainbow flag for Wear It Purple Day at City West Police Complex, previous years, if anything was mentioned about the flag, people would just be going, oh, why would we do that? That's just silly. And I had members and bosses going, well, that's fantastic, and watching it going up out the window. And I think when we do it on Wednesday for Ida Hobbit, that we probably will have numerous people outside on the street watching it being raised for the first time, well, the second time at that building.
Gabby, in a way, we're quite similar. I mean, I don't have a gun, but that's a bit of a difference.
That's a big difference, Jason.
which is probably a good thing. But, you know, I've been at Joy, an LGBTI organisation, for about 15 years. You've been at GLOW for a very long time now. Sometimes we go about our day-to-day and, you know, for this is our norm. This is what we're used to. We're in the LGBTI community to some capacity. But every so often, like, I'll hear a story on Joy, or I'll hear an interview, I'll hear, you know, a news piece, and I'll remember why, you know, I'll be reminded why I get up each morning and come to an LGBT organization and be, you know, help be a voice for the community. Do you have those moments when you go somewhere like, you know, next week it'll be Idaho? Do you sometimes step back and go, wow, like what we're doing is amazing and it's just vital for the community and a bit of a, I don't know, give you a bit of a warm and fuzzy feeling?
I would say I'd probably have one of those moments every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, because I remember what it was like and I remember how people responded to things that I was doing, and I would have to fight and push people to get involved in things, and now I have to almost push them away because I get too many people wanting to
good problem. Get involved. Good problem to
it's
have.
It's a great problem. Yeah. It's not a problem at all.
Absolutely amazing. Okay, so Gabby, final recap, how do we find out more about the Idaho event?
I think there might be a website that lists the events, but if you're not sure about what's going on in your local area, contact your local council and just say, are you running anything? Are you aware of anything? But certainly the things that we mentioned today are some of those events. If you can't get to something locally, try to come into the city and go to the Federation Square event.
Excellent. Thank you, Gabby. Thank you, Dani.
Thank you, Jason.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.